this for sure.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Hi there, and thank you for holding. Happy Wednesday to you, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Very good. Very good. Thank you.
Oh, I'm doing quite well. Thank you so much for asking. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager. And, of course, Mary wanted me to get on the line here so that I could get you the details of the service, how everything would work, everything that would be included, and, of course, answer all of your questions. It's also my job as a pricing director to make this affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work. Of course, it is a month-to-month service. Now, there's not currently a website for your business, right?
Correct, yes.
That's okay. We don't expect all of our clients to already have a website. We do build websites in-house for our clients that either don't have a website or they've got an old website. Maybe they're trying to build one themselves and it's not going well. Do you have photos of some of, like, related to your business that we can
not
use?
Right. No.
No, that's okay. That's okay. We could use stock photos. That's not a problem. But now keep in mind, I'm asking right now from my supervisor to see if they'll allow me to include a website at no additional cost. Because, of course, you know, our job is not just to put you where people can see you. Ultimately, it's to make sure that you're getting phone calls, that you're being profitable using the service. We know that a website's going to go a long way towards getting you those calls and getting you more business. So I'm actually requesting from my supervisor to see if we can include the website at no additional cost. And, of course, that would include not just the initial construction of the website itself. It would also include the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website as well. Now, with the service, the calls come directly to you. So you're not, like, paying for leads or anything like that. Now, Mary said you have a friend who even recommended Local Splash to you. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Perfect. So, you know, we are a Google Premier partner. We work with every industry under the sun. And, of course, our service area includes all of the United States and even Canada. Now, I think because, now, as far as your service area, customers come to you, or do you go to them, or both?
Well, they come to me, but we also offer a phone line service, so we can do it by phone also.
Got it. Otherwise, they come to you. So our job, of course, is to make sure that people in your area know that you are providing these services. I think the best package would be social media as well as search engine optimization. So you'll be on the first page of Google and Bing. You'll have things like a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, even Facebook paid ads as well. I did about 2 minutes ago get approval for the website to be included too. So the website's going to be included. Everything is actually included, meaning you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job. It's a fixed flat rate, and again, on a month-to-month basis. Actually, what I can do here is to honor the reduced rate of $299. That actually saves you $300 every single month. So it's month-to-month, but as long as you keep the service, you're saving a full 50% off the normal cost of the service. It's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you. No matter how long you keep the service, it is going to be that exact amount, that flat rate. And like I said, it is month-to-month, no contract. Now, if you're one of those business owners who wants to be really hands-on, you'll have access to a website editor tool as part of your client dashboard. Now, your client dashboard is your tracking system and so much more. Of course, you can print out invoices for tax purposes. Advertising is a tax write-off. You can request reviews, respond to reviews, manage your online reputation, even from your client dashboard. Now, keep in mind, you'll have reviews on multiple platforms because we are creating all the content that Google and Bing need to see. Most of those directories allow someone to write a review. Wherever they originate, they repopulate right on your tracking system. And as I mentioned, you'll also have access to that website editor tool. If you want to add changes, update content, add a photo, there's never any additional cost to make changes to the website, whether you're making those changes yourself or if you want us to make those changes, there's no additional cost for that. So it's a simple, fixed, flat rate, straightforward pricing. It bills once a month for exactly $299. Did you have any questions for me before we get that set up for you?
Yes, I want you to manage the website. And is this local or is it, do you target a certain?
So, I mean, this campaign is really designed to target up to 100 miles. So if there are specific places, specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods, if you want to target higher end neighborhoods, we can do that. If there are places that, you know, you really don't want to service, even if it's close to you, you could tell us that too. So it's going to be very targeted. We don't draw a big circle around you. Like I said, we could target specific cities and areas where you want to be found, where you want people to know that you're providing these services.
Okay, I can tell you where I want the 100-mile radius, but I can tell you where I don't want to target.
That's perfect. Yeah. Yeah, so that's perfect. So we could do that 100 miles and then places within that 100 miles that you don't want to target, we will not run your ads there. Now, the bulk of this is going to be taking place with a follow-up call. We call it a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google-trained technicians will talk to you in great detail about that service area, all the different places you don't want to go or don't want to be found, I should say, within that 100 miles. We'll talk to you, of course, about mission statement, motto, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business, you know, anything you want on your website. We take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't even necessarily need to be in front of a computer for that call. It's kind of just off the top of your head questions about your business. Now, I did want to make sure I've got all the information. Now, it's Ocean City Palm Reader, and that's how you want the business to appear. The name on the website, how you want it on Google as well, right?
Well, Ocean City Palm Readings.
Palm Readings. Okay.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, INGS. And then what is that location that people go to?
It is 803 East 8th Street in Ocean City, New Jersey, 0822.
Oh, I'm sorry, you cut out just a little bit.
08226.
Okay, perfect. Now, the number that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone? Can you receive text messages on this number?
I can, yes.
Okay. Now, the website that we build, obviously, mostly you're just going to get calls directly to you, okay? Everything has the click-to-call feature. There is going to be a contact form on there. People can fill out that form, and when they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. Now, as far as the go ahead.
I don't really want to manage the website. I just like to get the calls directly.
Oh, no, yeah. No, you don't have to manage the website. It's something that we create for you, and it's just a feature on that website. What is a good email address? And this is really just for us to contact you regarding your account, so it can be a personal or business email.
Okay. Wait one second. Can I tell you who referred me?
Of course.
Do you have a Ben there?
Ben?
Yes.
Yes. What is the phone number or the name of the business that referred you?
Well, the friend who referred me was, he told me to ask for Ben, and his name is Kelly Mitchell, referred us.
Kelly Mitchell. Do you know the number for the company?
No, he gave me the phone number.
Okay.
Right? But he told me to ask for Ben. He told me to ask for.
Ben? No, my name is Paul.
Okay.
In fact, I'm pulling that up now. Yeah, so Kelly Mitchell, Psychic Advice and Tarot Readings by Amy.
Correct, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, so Ben is no longer with us. It's been a couple of years since Ben been not with us. But okay. looks like Kelly's been with us for over 3 years. Actually goes all the way back to 8/24 of 2022.
Okay. Can we see what Ben's doing? And I'd like to do the same thing. Can we do that?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about right now. It's the same package with Facebook ads. Correct.
Okay. And you will manage all that for me.
Oh, yeah, of course. Now, we're going to build the website for you. You know, obviously, that's going to let people talk about, they can see exactly what, what services you offer and learn about, the different things, whether it's, psychic readings or do you do tarot card readings? Psychic advice. I mean, obviously, with the phone line, the phone calls come into you, so you do a lot of, psychic readings and psychic advice over the phone.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. So I was asking if you had a physical email address, either personal or business.
Yes. Hold on. I do. Yes. My email address is Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R,
mm-hmm.
M-A-R-C-O, Marco.
Okay.
At me.com.
You said at?
Me, M-E.
M-E, gotcha, .com. And is that your last name and your first name?
It is. It is my first name and my last name, yes. Miller, M-I-L-L-R, M-A-R-C-O, yes.
Okay, perfect. And then, like I said, this is really for us to contact you regarding your account. But we do use phone, we use text, we also use email. Emails are really, unless it's your preferred method of content, for longer pieces of information that we want you to have for your records. Okay. Mr. Miller, did you have any particular preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Yeah, I guess text would be the best, but whatever makes you happy. I prefer text, yes.
Yeah, text preferred. I'll put down text preferred, and that's perfect. So I'm taking a look now at our client interview calendar. This is, again, the follow-up call with your expert technician. We could do as early as 2 o'clock. We're booked out for 3, and then this afternoon there is a 4 or a 5 o'clock. Would 2 o'clock work for you, or 4 or 5?
5 would work for me.
5, okay. So it's a one-hour window. The call really only takes about 30, maybe 40 minutes. It should get you pretty close to 5 o'clock or a few minutes after. Like I said, you don't even necessarily have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. If I am in between phone calls, when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well to introduce you to your technician, answer any quick questions that you might have before handing it over to them. If I am already on a call, they'll take care of you. They'll call you on their own. I did want to do one other thing here, which is to add another layer of protection, a little bit of extra security. In fact, it is a security question and answer, meaning if anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with Ocean City Palm Readings, even if it's you, Mr. Miller, and we recognize your voice, we may still, from time to time, ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. More importantly, if anyone were to call you, if they identify themselves as Google, even if they identify themselves as Local Splash, they would know the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information basically immediately, you should not entertain that phone call. And, of course, Marco, if anyone were to call you and tell you that you should pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that would not be us. They would not know that information, and you definitely should not entertain the call. Like I said, it only bills once a month for exactly $299. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Can I give you my own security question, or is it a?
It's just a drop down box. You can give me an answer, and whatever the answer is, we'll have to put it under either the city you were born in or your first pet's name. But I only have an option of clicking the box, but I could type in whatever you want for your answer.
okay, the city I was born in, but everyone, oh my, okay, city I was born in.
Okay, and what is the answer?
Atlantic City.
Atlantic City, okay. I have to type it in twice, but you are all set and squared away there. And then it is for exactly $299. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you?
Okay, I'll tell you what I would like one more thing. Kelly Mitchell, what kind of area is he doing? Is he just targeted to one local area, or is he doing several?
Let me check. So it's a pretty... pretty wide service area.
Okay. Is he targeted, like, one area, or did he go out into...
Yeah, he's... it's obviously the central location is New York, New York 10002.
Right.
It looks like it's basically a 50-mile service area. I mean, obviously, a little more densely populated. 50 miles covers a whole lot of people.
No, this puts me in the idea on what we're looking at. Yes. Because we're in a smaller area, we want to do 100 miles. I like that, yes.
Yeah, no, I like that too. Right. Yeah, right. So, this is, for Kelly, it's basically New York, New York, and the surrounding boroughs. So that's a much smaller area by distance, but obviously a densely populated area. So your client interview at 5 o'clock, at 4 o'clock, you're going to receive an automated reminder. The email will go out to you reminding you that the call itself is scheduled at 5. I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. And then the name on the card, is it Marco Miller, any middle initial, or even the business name?
It's Miller Marco.
Okay, on the card it's Miller Marco.
Correct.
Okay, but your first name is Marco and your last name is Miller, right?
No, my first name is Miller.
Okay, so Marco, Miller Marco on the card, but no middle initial, right?
There is a middle initial, it's G.
G, like George.
Correct, exactly what it is, George, yeah.
It is George, okay.
Yes, very good.
And then, was this a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
This Visa?
Visa. Visa should start with a 4. They all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4737.
Mm-hmm.
0240.
Okay.
640963. I won't be able to have photos and stuff for a little while because the people
are not
done.
That's okay. Yeah, we can just use stock photos, but any photos that you take that are relevant, you know, photos of your office or anything like that. Now, it did cut out just a second, so I missed a couple of numbers. I do have 4737, and then I have 7024.
No, let's start all over again. it's 4737.
Mm-hmm.
0240.
Right, and then I was missing something before the 64.
5964.
5964. And then 0963.
Correct.
So 4737, 0240, 5964, 0963, and then the expiration month and year?
0927, so September 27.
September of 2027. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
266.
266, so 266. September or 09 of 2027 for the expiration date, and then the card that I verified, 4737-0240-5964-0963. Does that bill at the 803 East 8th Street in Ocean City?
No, it doesn't.
What is the billing address of the card?
7 South Monroe Avenue, Apartment A, like an apple, Margate City, New Jersey, 08402.
08402. Now, because we are a Google Premier partner, I'm actually required to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are including the website for you, that we're reducing the cost of the service, even waiving the initial setup fee. The voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is, though, actually pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Ocean City Palm Readings.
That's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Miller Marco, owner.
And Mr. Marco, as the owner of Ocean City Palm Readings, of course, Miller, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And, of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then, of course, Mr. Marco, for the billing information that you did just provide, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. And it is because it's our job to make sure that people in your area are able to contact you, able to go to you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Mr. Marco. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, a 48-hour window? Oh, absolutely, yes.
Perfect. That's perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. There's a couple of reasons that we ask, of course, with all the content we'll be creating for your business. We would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And, of course, we do need to make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Marco, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Miller, that is fair enough, right?
I think I understand it, yes.
We actually do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will make sure that we build that website for you, make sure that people know the address. We do that periodically, and we do it, of course, in the very beginning too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just important that you let us know so we can make sure that all the information for your business is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with it being a month-to-month service, with the setup fee waived, with the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the initial setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 15th of October, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299. And again, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, so there's no hidden taxes or fees. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls will, of course, come directly to you. This does include content on Google and Bing, and, of course, all the additional directories, Siri on a smartphone, the Facebook ads are included, and the website is included as well, which means we will build, host, maintain, and even update a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, conversion-driven custom website at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 15th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of just $299. Again, you save $300 every month that you keep the service. It is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract. So, of course, that does mean that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. And, of course, you can pause the service. You can pause it if you need to go on vacation. You can pause it seasonally if necessary. All that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Marco, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Miller, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. In about a minute or so here, you're going to receive an automated email. It does have our client support phone number. It's your welcome email. It's got your client support phone number. It's got, of course, our support email. It's also important because it will have your login credentials for your tracking system. Your tracking system's not active just yet. You obviously have to do your client interview first. You'll receive by text and email notification once your tracking system is active. Like I said, you'll get all of that information by way of email in about a minute or so, but if you have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yes. Well, give me 1 second. I'm going to put it in my notes.
That's exactly what I do. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, and this is, what are you giving me now?
This is for the local Squash client support. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you the same business day or maybe the next business day if they receive the email either very late in the day or after hours. So the support phone number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It is simply option one or extension one to reach client support. Again, you can reach a live support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now,
you're going to have to go really slow. I'm an old timer here.
Oh, no, that's okay. Are you good on the phone number? It's 877-635-6225.
I have that now with the email. If you can just go slow, and I'll try to follow you.
it's support@localsplash.com. And you will also get all of this information by way of email as well.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
You'll also receive an additional email The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. When you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, I wanted to give my client interview technician a little bit of a head start here. As far as the hours of operation, is it Monday through Saturday, 7 days a week?
7 days a week.
Okay. And is it like?
The phone service would be 24/7.
Okay, got it. Okay, right. So that's what I thought. So 24 hours, 24/7 for the phone service. But what about for in-person readings?
That would be from 8 a.m. to like, I just got a text from you, okay?
Yeah.
Excellent. And I do.
So this is still 7 days a week, though. So Monday through 7 days a week. Okay. You said 8 a.m. until what time?
Till midnight.
Really? Okay.
It's a busy, yes.
And then yes, you did receive the email and the text. Let me just see, because our emails get sent out in bulk every couple of minutes. So the welcome email is still on its way. The one that I wanted you to see actually is the one that you received already. It's the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. So open up that one. It says, hello, Miller. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says a couple of sentences down, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here?
Access your dashboard.
Yes, it should be above that and the body of the email itself.
Yes, I do see it. I clicked it.
Okay, so click on the click here. It's hyperlinked to the terms of experience. Feel free to scroll through that. Obviously, you know, I don't want to take up too much of your time. Excuse me. Google's going to be our main focus, though. It's obviously everyone's main focus, pretty much. But about 1 out of 10 people will actually choose Bing over Google. They'll be searching on Bing. So we want you to get those opportunities as well. We'll mirror the content on Bing. Again, all of the additional content, all the different directories, the websites included, etc., the Facebook ads. Now, you'll see three boxes. We want you to click all of them, one that you agree to let us send you SMS or text messages, one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card, and the other that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring, though, of course, you can stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved. Once you click all three of those boxes, click in the longer box that says click here and then type in your name. It does need to be an exact match, so Miller G. Marco, there's no period after the middle initial. Our system doesn't like punctuation in that particular field. It's usually case sensitive for at least your first name, but if you want to do an exact match, that's even better. But once you've got your name in that long box, click the confirm signature box. Mr. Marco, that does actually a couple of things. Of course, first of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we reduced the cost, that we waived your setup fee, that we're including the website. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. Looks like you were successful in submitting that. If it's asking you to log into your tracking system, you can skip that next step. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it. Neither of which is really true. Of course, we do need to do your client interview first, but you will get notification by text and email once your tracking system is active. You can try at any point in time. Your welcome email has been sent, and again, that welcome email is important not just because it has our client support information that you already put into your notes. Most of our emails have that information as well, but your welcome email has your login credentials.
Okay, but I didn't get the welcome. I'll be getting the welcome email.
The welcome email, yeah. I'm looking at it right now. Your username is in our system already. You cannot change it, but it's designed to be both easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So it is your phone number. The area code is included, but it's just the numbers. There's no dashes or spaces or parentheses. So your username is simply 609-992-6400. Your default password is SEO friends, all lowercase, no space, SEO FRIENDS. You can change your password at any point in time. I know I'm going fairly quickly here, but it is in your welcome email. Other than that, you got another email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Now, it doesn't need to be everything on this list, but anything that you can send our way. There's not really a work vehicle here, but if the business is licensed or insured, if you have a business card, a photo of your workplace, any, you know, equipment or tools for your business, that definitely helps us. Just to expedite the process, satisfy Google that you are a real business, that you're providing these services in the area. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I will send you a calendar invite to your email address, and keep in mind that at 4 o'clock, you're going to receive the reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 5. The email that I'm sending out to you is just a calendar invite for your records. You don't have to respond to it. Many people do, and it's totally fine if you do. It's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. It's going to have your username, your name, and then your phone number. Your username basically is your phone number. And in any correspondence to the support email, please do reference either your username or your phone number. It makes it very easy for us to access and associate with your account. You can send anything and everything to that single email. Our technician will give you photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos at Local Splash. If you want to, you can email the photos team directly, although the support email is really the only thing that you need. You can send everything there. We will just forward it out to the right department. So, of course, we're doing your client interview today. Now, usually the client interviews are done first, second, or third day. So getting it done today expedites the entire process. Usually within 5 to 7 business days, your dashboard access is granted because everything is created. Your directory submissions are done. We're already tracking that, and you'll have 24/7 access to that. By the way, the reporting updates throughout the day, so it's almost real-time reporting. They want us to say 7 to 14 days for your website and your Facebook ads. It's usually less than that, especially if we're just using stock photos for now. It might be 5 to 10 business days. Your Facebook ads are basically just waiting for your website to be completed, something for them to attach to. Days 45 through 60, everything firing on all cylinders. And, of course, no matter how long you keep the service, 60 days, 6 months, 6 years even. Of course, Kelly's been with us for over 3 years already. Always updating, always continuous reporting, customer support. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. I mean, we're pretty excited to get this going for you. And of course, looking forward to earning your business 1 month at a time. And then if I do happen to be in between phone calls at 5 o'clock when our technician calls you, I would be more than happy to be on the beginning part of that call, introduce you to your technician, answer any quick questions you might have, and of course say a quick hello to you. You've been kind and patient, and I appreciate that. I don't get that on every phone call, but certainly I do appreciate the fact that you've been respectful of my time. I definitely have been, tried to be respectful of your time as well, and I do hope that I'm able to say a quick hello when our technician calls you in that 5 o'clock hour. Should be right at or very close to 5 o'clock. Like I said, it's a 1 hour window though, but the call should take about half that time.
Excellent. Now, you're going to be my go-to guy for whenever I need something? Or?
I'm going to send you a text message with my contact information right now. I am your account lead. I am, of course, on the phone almost constantly, really just brief moments in between phone calls. If you do call me and I'm not able to pick up, it will go directly to my voicemail. I'm almost always able to respond within a half an hour, sometimes within the hour, but you'll always have access, like I said, at least 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. to client support. Anyone who answers that phone number has access to everything that I put on your account, all the reporting, our website team, anybody who leaves notes on your account, client support can access that. They can help you out as well. They have the same hours of operation and the same phone number. Again, that's 10 to 7 Eastern, the 877-635-6225. My extension is 746. I did send that information out to you by text.
Yes. And you are Paul, correct?
My name is Paul, yes, sir. A real pleasure speaking with you. Hopefully I'll say a quick hello when our technician calls you at 5 or a couple minutes after 5.
Absolutely. And again, I'm not going to have photos for a little while because the
show
is
okay. I'll put that in the notes here that we are building that website with just stock photos. You don't have any photos at the moment. But keep in mind that the maintenance and updating of the website's always included at no additional cost. So if it's weeks away or months down the road, even that you want to add photos or update content, add additional services or anything like that, just let us know. We'll always make those changes. There's no cost for that.
Excellent.
All right.
Thank you.
Pleasure and, speaking with you.
Oh, yes. Very nice. You've been so helpful and so clear.
Thank you.
Right.
I appreciate that. I've actually been with the company for over 12 years, so that predates Ben, and then, of course, now that Ben's no longer with us, I'm still here. Yeah, happy to get
Thank
this
you.
Going for you.
Thank you. So we should start hearing from this, basically. I mean, should start expecting some calls or customers within four
mm-hmm.
to 6 weeks.
Oh, absolutely. That is absolutely the best case scenario for everything firing on all cylinders. Your website's up and running, like I said, 7 to 14 days or less. Your Facebook ads attached to that in that same amount of time. So it's all about getting your information out there, letting people in your service area know that you provide these services. I do have it down as a 100-mile radius, but there are places that you don't really want to target, and our technician will be able to get into specific details when they do that follow-up call at 5.
Sounds good. Thank you so
All righty.
Much.
I appreciate you, Miller. You take care. We'll be talking to you soon. Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you. I appreciate that. Take care. Bye-bye.